White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 19, 1905. My dear son Willie, I am resting better at night. I am careful in regard to my eating and am not using my pen so constantly. If I could see a change in the spiritual atmosphere of the cause of God in its various branches, I should be greatly relieved. The enemy would be pleased to crush out my life with burdens. We are now to live by the faith that works by love and purifies the soul. My waking hours are spent in prayer. I feel that if ever there was a time when we ought to be occupied in earnest, determined prayer, it is now. Let the appeals be made to our people. Wake up! Wake up to the situation! For we have no time to lose. Love for God and love for one another is to be cultivated, for it is as precious as gold. We need now to make the very best representation of the character of pure and undefiled religion, which both in its nature and its requirements is the opposite of selfishness. Love like that which Christ exemplified is incomparable. It is above gold or silver or precious stones in value. The love that Christ possessed is to be prayed for and sought for. The Christian who possesses it bears a character above all human infirmities. At this stage of our history, I shall not talk of the discouraging features. I want my life to be hid with Christ in God. I know He loves every one who is striving for the mastery over the powers of evil. I give our people all the encouragement I possibly can. There are souls to save right among us. They are on the very brink of ruin. We need to do just as is expressed in Jude. We need to be wide awake, and if we help any that are in peril, as we know many are, we must learn to approach them, if we gain the least influence over them. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Jude 14:25. We are certainly living amidst the perils of the last days. We need now that grace which God shall give to the ones striving lawfully for every victory possible. If we rescue souls that have been helping Dr. Kellogg to stand where he now stands, we will need the power of a living Christ to go with us in our work. One must say with John, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. 1 John 4:1-3. What definite light God has given us in this chapter. It becomes every soul to be sure that Christ is formed within, the hope of glory. Oh, let us constantly walk humbly with God. We need now that living faith which takes God at His word. We are not to allow any discouraging features of opposition to depress our souls. It would not be for the glory of God for us to become discouraged. We are living amidst the closing scenes of this earth's history, and we must now, like Jacob, cling to Jesus with all our power, exclaiming, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me, even me." Genesis 32:26. Hold fast to the promises of God. Oh, what manner of persons we ought to be, we who have had the truth for the past 50 years. Will those who have had line upon line, precept upon precept, from the testimonies God has given His people, now seek to be satisfied with drinking from broken cisterns which can hold no water? Will they not drink from the heavenly fountain prepared at an immense cost to satisfy the thirst of men and women for the water of life? Human ambition, human invention cannot satisfy the soul. While the earth is still our habitation, let us humble our hearts in prayer, as did Daniel. Daniel's prayer was heard because it was offered from unfeigned lips. And those who seek with sincerity and earnestness for the traits of character that will enable them to honor God in this world and to work the works of Christ will have a part in the earth made new.